This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
Hey, welcome back. Benjamin Hockman joining us, sports columnist for the St. Louis Post Dispatch, and it's always great to say hello to, I was about to say a fellow columnist. I haven't written a column in so long, that would be an inaccurate statement. But Benjamin, it's great to have you on our program. Good afternoon.
Hey, it's super fun to be here. Thanks so much.
You know, I always wonder when you're in a town like St. Louis, where the Cardinals are literally the overwhelming story every day of the year. I grew up in Memphis as a Cardinal fan, so I know that how difficult is it to veer off? I know you wrote about Mizzou this week to ever write about it or talk about anything other than the Cardinals.
I'm literally sitting in my car across from Busch Stadium about to go and interview Aaron Judge, who's playing the Cardinals this weekend. I mean, the Cardinals are very similar to an SEC team, maybe not Mizzou to their state, but when you look at an Alabama, when you look at a Georgia, what these teams mean to the fans, and they're passed down like heirlooms to generations, there's something to be said about similarities between the fan bases of those teams and the St. Louis Cardinals here.
No, I don't claim, I've grown up around that program. I have a lot of friends who follow them every day and every night of the year, and I think it is unique. Just to show you how long ago it was, I would listen to Harry Carey and Jack Buck on the radio back before Harry was shown the door, unceremoniously, of course.
Right. There's some fables to why he was going the door. Maybe over a beer at a Mizzou game this year, we can tell people about it. But yeah, no question that St. Louis is known for its broadcasters. And Jack Buck, you know, Vin Scully passed away. It was such a sad situation because he is the voice of that city. But we had Jack Buck here for many generations, a very similar resonance.
No doubt. And we will be at a Missouri game. And I hope you can sneak it in before the fall baseball begins. So let me ask you about Missouri. It's impossible not to like Drinkwitz. He's a regular here. But he wasn't hired to be a comedian. He was hired to win football games. How's he playing in the Show Me State?
Well, I mean, it's a simple pun that's been made numerous times, surely on your show and others. But all right, now it's time for him to show me, right? Third year, what can you do to take this program to the next level? And I really enjoy talking football with Eli Drinkwitz. But gosh, if they don't win 7 games this year, what do you got with Mizzou football right now? And you look at their schedule, and there's probably 5 or 6 ones you can say, all right, they're going to win them. But what's that game that they're going to steal? That's the big question. And oh, by the way, who's the quarterback and running back?
Yeah, and it's such a conundrum because I think it's always the case this way, but you don't realize you don't appreciate what you have when you had a coach like Gary Pinkel who was unique and fit that program so well. And since then, Odom had some moments, clearly not enough, and now Drink is there. He has a new athletic director, and that's usually not a good combination, is it?
Right. Someone that didn't hire you is now your boss, right? but they seem to be getting along well right now. But really, it's funny. No matter how many dinners they can go to, how many breakfasts, how many cups of coffee, it's going to come down to wins and losses, right? And butts in the seats as well.
I am curious because Missouri, when it entered the SEC 10 years ago, it was really a basketball school. That did not continue, which has been well documented. The football program had made some noise with a couple of SEC championship game appearances. One of those Missouri teams, I think it was the 13 team, was really good. The 14 team wasn't. But in a city like St. Louis, and I know Missouri's got Kansas City on one side, St. Louis on the other, where would Missouri come into the conversation? Let's move the Cardinals off the board. But what is the conversation piece in a big city like St. Louis?
That's a great question. The St. Louis Blues are really popular here. They won the Stanley Cup in 2019. But you could say that Mizzou and the Blues are probably tied for second in this city of St. Louis. And there's a lot of alum. I myself went to the journalism school at Mizzou and was infamously or famously a student manager for Coach Quinn Snyder on the basketball team. So I knew about the prominence of basketball back when they would make tournament runs and such. Not so much anymore. But, yeah, I mean, this is such a baseball town. But this is not to knock. I mean, it's a big metropolitan area, and I see black and gold everywhere I turn. So there are a lot of fans and a lot of people care, just maybe not like like an Atlanta or something like that.
So, Benjamin, which brings me to the next question, the one that nobody really wants to talk about, and that's 10 years later. 10 years after getting into the SEC, and everyone remembers how accurate it is. I don't know, but I wasn't covering it. But you know, the Missouri's interest in the Big Ten. What is this fit like? How is it gone? I mean, we know what the records are, but what is the feeling in Mizzou about being in the SEC, this big gargantuan behemoth that Missouri has had trouble in some regards. Competing.
Well, you mentioned it earlier. The best thing that could have happened was some early football success, those two big seasons with Gary Pinkel. And I know you could say that the SEC East was down those years, and maybe they were, but they made the title game, and at least they could say, hey, we can compete to an extent here in this conference. That was important because then you had some bad years after that. And I do think, and it's fair to say, and I'm a Missouri guy and a St. Louis guy, that we here are still kind of on the outside looking into this great conference with maybe a foot in. Or let me try again. The state and the school are all in, but are they welcomed in? And, you know, I remember going to the follow me on this, the Final Four when Kentucky was playing Kansas, and I wore a Mizzou hat just to be funny because they were playing Kansas. And these SEC guys were like yelling at me because they were like, hey, we don't want that logo around us, that new SEC thing. Get that out of here. You guys don't belong. And it was a kind of funny thing, and I got a huge fist fight. No, I'm kidding. I did not get a fist fight. But, yeah, it was a bunch of guys that were very, very honest about their opinions about Missouri coming in the SEC. 10 years later, maybe they've got gray hair and some kids, but I bet they're still passionate about Missouri not belonging in the SEC.
Yeah, and what's so interesting, Benjamin, is that – you know, a lot of, you know, this is a story Nebraska fans can tell, or A&M fans or Missouri fans. But, you know, one of the reasons everyone of these schools wanted out of the Big 12 was Texas. And here comes Texas into the SEC. How did that play last year when that story broke?
That's funny, right? It's suddenly, it's Texas following Missouri. Yeah, they just want to be like us, apparently, right? No. Yeah, no, it was an interesting story indeed. I think just simply from a standpoint of rivalries renewing, that's a bunch of fun when you get Texas and OU, and especially in the old Big Eight basketball days with Oklahoma, there's some great battles between Missouri and Oklahoma, Billy Tubbs, Norm Stewart, and even to Coach Quinn Snyder and Kelvin Sampson, so I'm fired up about that happening. But yeah, from a football standpoint, it was definitely very interesting, but it'll be a bunch of fun, but it's probably two more L's on Mizzou's schedule for playing football.
Benjamin, I will say this. My first year at ESPN, I was invited and I went out to a Tiger Club meeting in Kansas City. And I was struck by and I shouldn't have been because I've read about it and I know books have been written about it, but I was struck by the absolute hatred that Missouri fans have toward Kansas. I mean, I wasn't quite prepared for it, having spent most of my career in Birmingham, Alabama. But I would say that rivalry, I'll have you explain it from the other side of the state, was really about as distasteful and hate-filled as any I've ever seen.
No question about it. And it's funny, right? If we went down to Tuscaloosa and sat at a sports bar and tried to talk about how the Missouri-Kansas rivalry is just as good as any rivalry that Alabama has, with Auburn or what have you, you know, people would try to laugh us out of the bar. But, I mean, this rivalry literally began in the Civil War with people from Kansas and people from Missouri fighting against each other and spilled into sports, you know, a century later. And the reality is, from a basketball standpoint, I know it's more of a football show, but from a basketball standpoint, Mizzou is kind of like Mizzou is now, trying to earn its feathers because Kansas was always so good, but occasionally Missouri would beat them. They'd be, you know, they're the biggest upset of the year in Missouri. But there's genuine hatred. And, I should write a book about all the funny stories I've heard over the years of Kansas fans and Mizzou fans just going at it. And there's so many that are hilarious.
Yeah, well, I think it would be interesting because I don't think it would be a book that would write itself. Easy for me to say, well, listen, I know you got to get across the street to the baseball game, but it was really nice of you to come by, and hopefully we will see you in Columbia this year. And you be well, Benjamin. Thank you so much.
First round on me in Columbia. Take care.
You got it. I can't wait. Benjamin Hockman from the Post-Dispatch about to do what all sports writers do in St. Louis on a Friday night in August, cover the Cardinals. We'll take a short break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And we are back, and we're glad you decided to stay with us. Some of us, like even here, were thinking about leaving earlier. Let's let's go to Chris next in Birmingham. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul. Going back to what you and Pat were talking about the day Rich Rod was almost hired, do you remember Margaret's call from that day?
I don't. Help me out.
Do you remember you were in the foul mood that day? And when she called, she said, Paul, I heard that Alabama's hired a Mexican, Rich Roderbury. You told her, Margaret, I'm not in the mood for this today. What is your point? She said, okay, Paul, roll tide and go Mexico.
Oh, I do remember
I
that.
Yeah,
no, I do remember now, and you do a great imitation of the artist formerly known as Mildred.
Yeah, Mildred. Yeah. Mildred, that's right.
Yeah, for those of you who have never heard Mildred, there's a website out there, I think, that still has some of her calls. We cannot play them here. They are way below the Disney standard. They were not below the standard back then, but... Hey, thank you very much, Chris. That's pretty funny. Yeah. One day, I know the Mildred character, and I don't want to out him. It is a him, by the way. But who cares nowadays, the way things are, right?
Live and let live.
Yeah, you got to be whatever you are.
That's right.
And be proud of it.
Free love and Donnie Austin.
Sure. Kyle is up next in Maryland. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
Kyle, we're doing great.
Hey, so I just wanted to talk to you about, I'm tired, so let me start this off by saying I'm a diehard Oklahoma fan, so I might be a little biased on this, but everybody talking about how Southern Cal is going to be back after, before the season's even started, and I mean, let's be honest, between that defense led by Alex Grinch, last year specifically, they couldn't even stop a nosebleed. I mean, Tulane ran up and down the field on him. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you thought about USC this year.
Uh, I think it's too early. I don't think USC is going to be a Final Four team, but I think they're going to be much better. I mean, they're certainly winning the hype contest. I mean, of course, they've got the biggest cheerleader in LA promoting them right now. And that's Colin Cowherd. Their schedule is it's always dicey, but that Utah game looks unwinnable, and Notre Dame looks unwinnable. And other than that, I think they're in reasonably good shape. But the schedule could be a lot worse.
Yeah, I just think that they're going to have to go. They're going to have to improve that defense a lot more because in the offseason, they kind of just went after, as far as the transfer portal, real heavy on offense. I mean, that's Lincoln Riley's MO, though, is to throw the ball and all that and get the talent on the offensive side of the ball and try to beat you by putting up as many points as possible. But that's not going to work, especially once they make that move into the Big Ten where those defenses are going to be very stout that they're going to be playing against.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, by the way, we used to do this on the show, but I was directed toward the remember the unveiling of the Tim Brando top 10 many years here on the show. It used to create a lot of attention. I just saw it, and if you're an A&M fan, do you have any idea where you are ranked? I'm going to go through it. Just missing the top 10. He only does 10. He is just missing the top 10. Clemson, Ole Miss, USC, Oklahoma State, Kentucky, and LSU. So LSU just missing the top 10. This is the top 10 for Tim Brando. He was mentioned earlier in the show, and we feel like he should be mentioned again. Houston's number 10.
Houston.
Michigan number 9.
Okay.
Notre Dame 8.
Mm-hmm.
NC State 7.
Really?
Oklahoma 6, Utah 5, Baylor 4, Georgia on my mind 3, number 2, Alabama. And Texas A&M has not been mentioned yet, right?
Yep.
And they're not going to be mentioned.
Good.
Ohio State at number 1. So there you go. What do you think about Tim Brando leaving out A&M? You better be careful when they didn't make his top 16. Jimbo Fisher is going to call you despicable, Tim. Jake is up next in Starkville. Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's up, Paul?
Good afternoon.
I really just want to know what you think Will Rogers and the Mike Leach duo record will turn out to be in Stark Vegas next year. And your opinion on Mike Leach and what he'll do for Mississippi State in the future?
I think things are looking up. I've always been entertained by Coach Leach. He's a fantastic offensive mind. I think what I'm hearing is that team is going to be much more well-rounded. So I'm upbeat. Thank you for the call. Let's check in with where am I here? Bob in Arkansas. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? My wife just asked me, and I could not answer, why is there an elephant for Alabama?
I think the tiger was already taken. I can't remember. I've heard the story, and I'm drawing a blank here exactly. There's a specific reason, and I think I've probably heard it 1,000 times, and for some reason I'll look it up and make sure I get it right. But I will answer your question in a moment.
All right. You brought up the part on doing a when Oklahoma and Texas comes to the SEC, that you would do it in the quad, having four different groups playing each other every year, and then rotating and playing everybody else every other year. Is that a strong possibility?
I think what you're going to – let me stop myself, because right now I think what we thought 6 weeks ago may not – come to fruition if something else changes. But if it's only Oklahoma and Texas coming in 2 or 3 years and nobody else on the horizon, I think that's exactly where it is. Hey, okay, here, by the way, The story goes back to 1930 with the elephant. A sports writer was describing I think it was a practice one day. No, actually, it was a game. It was an Alabama-Mississippi game. And it was talking about powerful movement and tough. And I think he described the team as red elephants or something along those lines, and it stuck. So tell your wife that is the best I can do, but I'm sure others can do better.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
And then Georgia Tech, I was seeing, left the SEC in 1966.
That is correct.
Is that right? So was there another team that left the SEC?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the year, but Tulane was in the SEC as well, as late as the 50s or 60s. So Tulane and Georgia Tech left. Now, if you go back deep into history, I think Swanee once was in the SEC, but Tulane and Tulane and Georgia Tech played pretty late. I mean, there was a lot of controversy over that. And think about how those two have fared since leaving the SEC.
Right. And then in 91, Arkansas and South Carolina came in to make it 12. And then in 2012, Missouri and Texas A&M came in to make it 14.
Yeah, Tulane was in there until 65, and I think Georgia Tech was around the same time. I mean, there are a lot of I'll tell you a story, Bob. In 1987, Alabama hired Bill Curry as its head coach. And there was deep resentment against him, primarily because he played and coached at Georgia Tech. That's how deep the bad blood existed.
Wow. On a call we had just a while back, you said the hottest you've ever been was at the Oklahoma.
Right.
Alabama game, but I was really impressed with the Alabama fans because they follow their team, because I've never seen so many RVs in Norman, Oklahoma in my life.
No, that was a really great day there. Alabama nearly won that game as a pretty big underdog. They lost it late in the fourth. I think it was fourth quarter. But hey, thank you for the call. But I've been to Oklahoma State as well, but that first time I was at Oklahoma, I was at Stillwater in November, in the middle of an ice storm. So my memories of I'll take the hottest game I've ever been to over the coldest game I've ever been to. Let's take both in the state of Oklahoma. We'll take a short break. We're back with more after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back, and Jeff is up next in Columbus. Hello, Jeff.
What's going on, Paul?
Jeff, we're doing great.
Hey, I heard you talk about a couple things I like talking to you about, Paul, and I just want to make it simple. I heard you talking about Timmy B's top 10. Why don't you just get him on the air and get him on the show and break it down with him? Hello?
Is my hearing not where I can't hear what Jeff asked me there.
I mean, come on, Paul. Just get Timmy B on. If you can't, if you're not allowed to have him on, just give him the hotline and have him call in as a caller.
Hey, Jeff, everyone's welcome on this show. We don't discriminate against anyone.
Oh, I know you've been discriminating. The suit said you can't have some guy from Fox.
I don't want to be difficult here, but can you prove that? Can you prove that?
Because you haven't had him on for a year and a half, and you won't give me an explanation.
Bruce Feldman is a sideline reporter. He's not a sideline. He's in the Fox studio on Saturday. He's on the show all the time. So it's not a Fox thing.
Well, because he doesn't come out with anything that's got a little bit of bite to it. Timmy B will bring it and break it down, and they don't like it.
So you're saying that the suits here don't like people that are controversial?
From a competitive network, it's pretty obvious to me. Unless you could give me an explanation, but you won't.
We're not. I mean, why would ESPN care about any other network? I mean, why would they care about Fox? I mean, Tim was on the show for many, many years, as you well know. So it wasn't like we were trying to keep him off because he worked for Fox.
Well, and that's the thing that I'm curious about. You're right. He was on all the time. And then all of a sudden, about 18 months ago, I noticed that he hadn't been on in a long time. So I called and asked you why. And you basically danced around and shut it. You wouldn't even respond. I've never seen somebody tap dance so well, Paul.
Can we get Tuberville on the? I want a federal investigation into why Tim Brando is not on this show.
I think we need to. So I'm saying, if Timmy B's listening, give him the hotline and just have him call in like a caller. He can break down his top 10. I'd like to hear Timmy B break down his top 10, especially with the Buckeyes number one.
Okay. Well,
how about that, Paul?
I mean, Jeff, I've never heard a caller though that was more concerned about who is never on the show than the people that we have on.
Well, I think it's not so much that; it's your reaction to my question. That's what's got me.
Jeff, I have a job to do. I need this job desperately. I invested in Bitcoin and I'm broke, and I can't afford to upset the suits because I mean they can cart me off. I mean you've seen what's happened to some people at ESPN before, haven't you?
Oh yeah, I mean if it's the suits that are keeping.
I mean I don't want to be Kenny Mayne. Come on,
just tell us, Paul. It's like weird to me that you're afraid to tell us that they're not allowed on. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Jeff, it's not that I'm afraid, okay? But there's an ESPN guy right. He stands by me. You can't see him. Can you show him or not, Randy? You can't. Randy, you're not allowed. You don't realize the pressure we're on here to. I mean, it's really.
I mean, I know you've got that electric shock bracelet around your ankle when you say anything bad about Saban. What do you got, a double bracelet when you say anything bad about ESPN?
Well, the worst is Sankey. Saban, we can talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm surprised by me saying Fox hasn't been blurped out, to be honest with you.
Well, how do you know? But how do you know it's not? You don't know
that's
that.
That's true. That's right. Hey, the other thing you've been bringing up is about going to other stadiums outside the SEC.
Right.
And it's about time we get that corrected that you haven't been to the horseshoe, Paul. It's time to get that corrected. When are you coming up?
Well, here's the problem, Jeff. I didn't make it to Columbus on a Sunday during football season, but not on a Saturday.
I know that. You jinxed us against Michigan State.
And I looked into it. If that had been a night game, I was going to be able to get up for the game. I even had somewhere to sit, thanks to one of my hosts the next night, but it was a day game, as you also remember.
Right.
I'll get up there eventually. Hey, maybe if Fox hires me, I can go to work. I can cover the Buckeyes.
And you can have Timmy B on the show.
I mean, hey, by the way, Jeff, there's a simple solution to all of this. Me go to Fox.
That's right. I mean, last year you almost did, didn't you?
Well,
Or 2 years ago?
I mean, I read that somewhere. Let me put it that way.
But, hey, what I'm thinking is, Paul, when's that week that before rivalry week that all the SEC school plays, what, Division II schools that 1 week?
Hold on.
Will
you bear with me here while I check the schedule?
I know which week it is.
It's week. Hold on. I want to make sure we're fair and balanced here, like Fox. Hold on. It's week 12. Is that the week?
Yeah. I'm not sure, but it's always the week before rivalry week when they have a big game. They basically rest the starters. I know that.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the schedule that week. You asked for it. We gave it to you. We got. No, I got the wrong. That's the wrong week. It's week 13, Jamari. Yeah. Bear with me. I know this is exciting.
Well, why don't you call in sick that week, Paul, and come up to Columbus?
Okay. Hold on. I want to make sure I give you the schedule accurately that week. I don't want anyone to think we're covering for the mighty SEC. Okay.
All right.
Finally, I got it. Okay, here we go.
Did Nick Stanky approve?
Here we go. We got. I think I got the wrong schedule again. It's week. It is week 12. You're going to be surprised.
You are going to be surprised
how good the games are this week. Okay.
All right.
Now you're talking like Saban.
I
apologize for this, but it's taking me forever to find. Well, why don't we have an SEC schedule around here? I mean, this is the. Okay, here we go. We got Ole Miss and Arkansas. You like that? That's a good game, right?
I'll give you that's a good one.
Georgia and Kentucky, only one of the better games of the year. East Tennessee State, Mississippi State. New Mexico State, Missouri. Tennessee, South Carolina. UMass, Texas A&M.
Oh, my.
Florida at Vanderbilt.
Oh, boy.
Western Kentucky at Auburn. And the 12 o'clock game on that day, Austin Peay at Alabama.
Oh, boy.
Wow. That one's riveting. I think you just should call in sick that week, Paul.
Well, no, I've got to go to that Georgia-Kentucky game.
Okay.
Who you guys have that week?
I don't know. Look it up. If it's in Columbus, call in sick and come up.
Okay, you're at Maryland that day. I tell you what, I've just checked with my bosses. I'm free September 10th. Can you get me a ticket for the Arkansas State-Ohio State game?
Sure. You want to sit outside or in a box?
The Toledo game's really not that bad. I want my first experience at the Horseshoe to be Arkansas State and Ohio State.
There you go. Do you want to sit outside or you want to sit in the suite?
And by the way, the week of the Alabama A&M game in Tuscaloosa, you guys have Rutgers. What is a Rutgers?
Wow.
They're the Red Knights.
Anyway, thank
you. The Scarlet Knight.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. What a pleasure, as always. We'll take a short break. Ike. Does he say that all the time?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Add a Berry Blast Off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements, copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
And yes, we are all trying to still recover from the Jeff call. That's my fault. I take all responsibility. And for any of you who were offended, we apologize. Will is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Hottie toddy. And if anything, if I could just say congratulations to those Ole Miss Rebel baseball team that won a national championship this year.
Absolutely.
Hey, sir, so real quick, you know, with everything in the state of Ole Miss, with the lackluster and the recruiting and such, like, I do enjoy Lane Kiffin, sir, but I also enjoyed being on the other side of the ball of him when we played them in Oxford and beat him. It was pretty funny to watch him squirm, especially with Nick Saban screaming at him the whole time. I don't know if you remember, but I think that Lane was actually taking the lead on the offensive calls for that Ole Miss-Alabama game.
I do remember that, yes.
So it was fun. But moving forward, sir, all I was going to ask was, in your opinion, from what you're seeing, you know, without, you know, the quirky comments and the, you know, the catchy things that he says, sir, I mean, do we have an actual program that's going to compete this year, or we're just going to be beat up all year again? And, you know, he said, you get your popcorn, and like you said, we got absolutely pummeled by Alabama, and that was hard to watch. But at the same time, sir, like, do you just think that it's going to be a different show there with the recruiting and the wide receiver core being a little bit more kind of like what it was back in the day? I mean, I'm sure we don't have a defensive line.
Yeah. I mean, if you take away all the quirkiness and all the Twitter trolling, Lane Kiffin's a really good football coach. And he has enormous experience for a young guy. I think Ole Miss will be a serious contender for second, third, in the SEC West, I think
and people, that's a style statement to be second or first, second or third. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I said a contender, first, nice. but Will, you know, I mean, last year shouldn't have lost to Auburn, and I know Corral got hurt, but those are games that if you're going to break the ceiling, you have to win, and he won most of those last year. He did, but. It, you know, most important game for him every year is the last one. That's obvious, and I think it would be significant to win three in a row. But he's got to steal one somewhere else too.
Well, and do you think, Paul, that like with the quarterback, with Matt leaving, and you know the young man that stepped in for him, I thought did a heck of a job at the very last game, especially in the bowl game.
Yeah,
and you know it was almost. I don't know, sir. It feels like it's going to miss that electricity because, I mean, we've got those games at LSU. We've got to play Arkansas. Arkansas is not looking to lose this year. They're one of the most aggravating teams for Ole Miss.
No, I agree. Those are always the games that you have to win, and I think it's a little bit there's some teams I'm confident of, and that's not one. I think they could get to a high plateau, but it's such a difficult – It depends. It really. I will say this. It really depends on other schools. Is LSU going to be a contender for middle to upper echelon? Or does Arkansas live up to expectations? Does A&M go high or low? Those are critical factors in determining a school like Ole Miss. Hey, thanks for the call, Dominic, in California. You're on the air. Hello, Dominic.
Hey, what's up, Paul? What's going on?
Hey there.
Hey, so I just want to call and say hello to you and to the delusional and the most pathetic sports fan base in the history of sports, which is the Oklahoma Sooner fan base. The guy calls in about, an hour ago, and he's a Sooner fan, but instead of talking about Sooner football, he spends 10 minutes talking about USC football. It's 9-10 months later, okay? The feeling should be gone, it should be passed, but they're still depressed and they're still feeling lonely about Lincoln Riley going to better and greener pastures. Just give it up already. That's all I'm calling to say. Just give it up. You guys are pathetic. We're in SoCal. It's sunny and it's beautiful. We're at the beaches and we're getting ready to enjoy Trojan football. and you guys are somewhere in the flatland still talking about, oh, USC, Lincoln Riley, Grinch, they don't know how to develop defensive linemen. They suck. They got blew out in the playoffs. Nobody wants to hear that no more, man. Just give it up. Just get ready for the season. Give it up. Get ready for the season. All I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you know, Dominic, thank you very much. I think Tennessee fans obsessed over Kiffin way too long. I think other fan bases have done that. And you're right. Oklahoma has Brent Venables. Are you confident? I don't know. I hear great things about Brent Venables. Everyone has talked about how he is the next great coach in college football. He took his time. He turned down endless number of jobs to get the one he's always wanted. And this is his moment. How many fans out there would vote for Venables over Lincoln Riley? Lincoln Riley was a flash coach. And that's why SC was so happy to get him, and that's why that was just a dramatic hire. It was truly sensational. Hey, well, quick break. We will take your phone calls in a moment at 855-242-7285. It's been a busy show, and we are back for another hour.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.